This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Reformation line. They're the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, folks, it's time for a little combat pistol craft from one of the best in the business, if not the best in the business, coming from Combat Speed LLC. The storm skipped him because he's just that dangerous. He's in Florida. Storm's like, no, I don't want nothing to do with him. Joining us again is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
That's pretty. You got to be pretty intimidating for the hurricane to skip you. I'm impressed.
I was extremely fortunate.
I called. Dave knows some of the stuff I want to talk about here, and I want to start with the first thing now. I'm not elderly, but I'm closer to it than you. And carrying a gun is something I do every day, except I can't carry my gun sometimes the way I am advised to carry a gun by certain instructors I've worked with. And I just wanted to get your take on things like off-body carry, that kind of stuff. What do you think about that?
Off-body carry, in some circumstances, for example, if you have a dedicated vehicle gun that you have immediate access to while you're in your vehicle,
right?
That's a form of off-body. But in respect to off-body, like in a backpack, a purse, for example, they're extremely, when you need, if you need it now, you're going to be behind the power curve.
Right.
Unless you do a phenomenal amount of, you know, training to access it, you know, to get it into action.
Right.
I don't rely on off-body at all.
So if I can't carry on-body, does that mean I shouldn't carry off-body at all? Does that mean I just shouldn't carry?
Not at all. No, don't go there. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Right.
It depends on, you know, the environment, weather conditions. You know, for example, you know, in Florida, it gets extremely hot. And, you know, I downsized. I did my Glock 26.
Right.
I still carry right side, you know, on the hip. It just means I need to wear a, you know, concealment garment. And in respect to, you know, the type of clothing or concealment garment that you wear, you don't have to wear something that screams I'm wearing a gun. It can be, you know, any adequate piece of clothing that, you know, conceals it.
Right.
You know, I think some people get overly concerned about printing. You understand that, right? Being able to see that you're wearing a firearm under a garment. I don't get concerned about printing at all. As a matter of fact, I'm not even concerned about whether people know I'm carrying a firearm or not. If it's concealed by law I meet that requirement, I'm good to go.
Right. Is there any sort of holster that would, because, I mean, like carrying a gun in, say, one of these fanny packs that are designed to carry a gun, that's essentially just a big holster when you're wearing it. It's a bigger, it's a harder to access holster when you're carrying it.
The industry has gotten much better about providing immediate access from a fanny pack.
Well, yeah, the DeSantis one, that one, I can get into that really quick.
Right.
So,
I've got a friend of mine that resides in Monterey, Mexico, and he has developed, I'm waiting for somebody to pick up the design and put it into production, but he's developed a fanny pack, you know, worn, you know, waist level in the front, and he can access his handgun in a second and a half. That's pretty quick.
Yeah, one of the things about the fanny pack, I don't know if you've seen that, but the children now, they wear them crossbody. They wear them like a sling bag, except they're carrying across the front, which is a little higher and a little easier to access. And I'm just trying to figure out what I could fashion for that. Although the other choice I have, I guess, is if like the smallest gun that I carry, I have a couple of single stacks that I've got a beefed up Glock 43 and a STI Staccato C that they conceal pretty easy. They're pretty lightweight. They're very thin. Should I just, on these days when I'm having these issues in my hip or something where the muscles bother me in the hip, should I just say, okay, I got to carry the smaller gun?
True. But one thing I would like to add to that is, you know, the smaller guns are much harder to manage or, you know, fire extremely well.
Yeah.
Of course, dependent on the size of your hands and your physicality. Smaller is not always better.
No, I'm just thinking in terms of
the actual concealment piece.
Yeah, well, just the actual, what it's doing to me, because I'm thinking of the weight.
Okay.
Which, you know, the Glock 26 doesn't weigh that much more than the STI Staccato
See,
so I guess I could carry that and have a little more capacity, a little more grip. But what is the, for a holster for somebody to wear, and let's say we're going to go outside the waistband so it's not pressing directly on your hip, which holster would you recommend for outside the waistband if you're just going to be covering it with a shirt for something like that size?
There are so many
good ones, yeah,
that would meet that requirement. I have the good fortune of having an excellent working relationship with Mike Benedict of Talon Tactical.
Right.
And he custom makes pretty much any kind of kydex that I need. That's a big one.
I guess the answer is that everybody, there's lots of people that make them. There's kydex and leather, and all of them would work, because I've seen all of them. I just wanted your recommendation, but I guess it's going to be the smaller gun then.
But now, smaller gun doesn't always mean smaller caliber. As a matter of fact, I don't recommend, for human predators, I wouldn't recommend a caliber smaller than 9mm.
That's the smallest thing I own.
Right.
That's the smallest thing I own. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about something. Well, like even with my Glock 26, I have plus twos on the magazine. And I know that you carry, sometimes I carry a couple of Glock 19 mags or Glock 17 mags, if I really think it might get sort of hairy while we're out there. But we're coming up on the first break. And well, Super Dave, he was up in Pittsburgh, I think it was, and the storm came through and left Shea Harrington alone. And for that, I'm grateful that that happened, and he just got to do his gig and everything else. We'll be right back and talk some more combat pistol craft, combat marksmanship with Super Dave. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I want to ask you a question, and this is purely one of these things where it would be an opinion. But why is it that I never hear about somebody like you who is trained to such a high degree of readiness? How come I never hear about someone like you in a self-defense situation?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. By appearance, I'm a hard target. And this also goes right in line with the carry method as far as how you carry and access your firearm. Your soft skills are just as important as your hard skills. And what I mean by soft skills is, what is your level of awareness in respect to the area that you're in, the terrain that you're in? Do you think in terms of always giving yourself an out or knowing how to break contact? And not just so much how to break contact, but when to break contact. When do you see a set of circumstances going bad? And normally, if you pay attention to how you feel about, where you're at and what you're doing and what's going on around you, if it doesn't feel right, it's not right. So move out, break contact with the area. It's a combination of all those things that lend itself to keeping yourself out of the bad set of circumstances.
Okay. Now, I can understand the awareness part. I get that. I subscribe to that belief. But being aware and avoiding trouble does you no good if somebody's actually targeting you. And then the question becomes, is there something about somebody that is always in this high state of readiness and being aware and looking around? Is there something that you think dissuades a would-be attacker seeing somebody actually looking for them to, pop up?
Absolutely. One thing that is most important, beyond or in addition to, your body language, your appearance, your clothing, how you carry yourself, is direct eye-to-eye contact. That should never be underestimated.
Right.
If you notice, or I would recommend, just your average person, nobody really digs on eye-to-eye contact. And there's so much that can be communicated through eye-to-eye contact, facial expressions, body language and whatnot. I've never had to deal with what could be considered a personal defense type situation because I am a hard target, and I guess I communicate that very clearly.
Just in body language, the vibe you're giving off, the looking around, the willingness to engage somebody eye to eye if they're looking at you. Like, hey, what's he got? What's he carrying? Oh, he's looking at me awful hard. Yeah.
I mean, I've even approached people and asked them, do you like recognize me from somewhere, or do I know you and don't remember you? What's going on? And, you know, that's an immediate kind of a break contact on their part situation.
Right. So I guess it just comes down. So if we know this, like with you, with the people that train with you, typically, how many people come to you that would be just somebody clean off the street going, you know, if they say, okay, so my guy's name is Harrington, right? Harrington. Okay. I'm going to go in. I'm going to, doesn't know you, doesn't know anything about you. How many people like that do you have coming through your turnstile?
Surprisingly, quite a few. The gig that I just did in PA, even though the majority of people have been to, you know, training events prior to the PA gig, there were a couple of guys in the pile that, one in particular, that just, he came across kind of bland, kind of vanilla. Kind of very reserved. Even when he spoke, he avoided eye contact, and he just kind of projected being soft.
Right.
And maybe that's just, you know, part of his overall makeup, and that's why he was there in the training class. And he did have some skills. But he was kind of the gray guy, you know. He was didn't project himself very well. And of course, I spoke to him about that, and we had a, you know, offline discussion on a break, and we spoke about, you know, several key points of interest along these lines, and it was as if he had never considered it, but having spoke to him about it, he just kind of made a little, well, I should say little, it was a significant change in his overall demeanor.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody had ever thought to point it out to him.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a possibility. Coming up on the next break, Super Dave Harrington is the chief instructor and founder of Combat Speed LLC, with a extensive background in military type applications. An extensive background, I believe, and you can correct me in the next segment if you want to about this, but a highly sought out instructor for armed self defense. You can find his stuff at Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks with powerful winds and torrential rain. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
fortunately, these states have all been very well prepared and able to deal with it. It's still hitting North Carolina there, the Cape Hatteras area. It's a Category 1, but the storm surge is operating more like a Category 4, so still quite a dangerous event.
The storm continues to move northeast at 17 miles an hour. The government's August job report falls short of some people's expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Super Dave, and I did a little research. Once again, I've got it. You sent it to me. 23 years of military experience, the last 16 of which was spent in spec ops. How difficult is it to take a spec ops background, a fire maneuver background, the kind of stuff you do in fire maneuver, what you're doing with a team, and adapting that to street self-defense where you're probably not with a team? How difficult is that, especially when you just have to rely on a pistol?
Actually, it's not as difficult as you would think. Recently, I did a gig in Athens, Georgia, in respect to close quarters combat or room combat within a structure. Everything is generally, you know, from a military perspective, based on the actions of a four-band gun team.
Right.
Well, I sat back. I had a friend of mine, Richard Worley, was very interested in getting up to speed on defending his home and how would I go about doing that. I simply took the concepts of room combat and broke it down into a one- and two-person setting. And although there were a few key aspects of, lighting conditions and things along those lines, it wasn't that difficult. It's knowing how to break the angles, cover down on the angles, and prioritize the threat areas based on where you're at and where you want to go.
So, as an example, like when going into a room, okay. The way I was taught to do it was a two-man thing. Although I think they got better at it since the 80s, but the way we did it was we would go in, one would make a hard left, the other one was going straight in, and we were sweeping corners looking for anybody in the corner.
Right.
And then eventually we would intersect, and we would know we were good to go if we intersected and we didn't have to start pulling triggers. How would a single person do that? Or should a single person even attempt to go that route and try to clear a room by themselves?
Well, it depends. I mean, you can look at it from a standpoint of performing survival CQB
right.
as a single person. But something that I wouldn't arbitrarily just enter a room by myself because you could be easily overwhelmed by the danger areas within.
Right.
It's almost the exact opposite from a four-man or a two-man team perspective. You would pick up what you could see from the doorway and pie that off, pie it down, and then take your corners. And, of course, this depends on whether it's a center-fed door or a corner-fed door. Again, prioritizing, the immediate threat areas from where you're at and based on where you want to go. And it actually becomes fairly easy to do.
When you talk
the confidence to do it.
Yeah, when you're talking about pieing something off, explain what you're talking about because some people don't know what you're saying.
Okay, let's go with a... imagine in your mind's eye just a square room with a center-fed door, the door being in the middle and being open. You can, if you were on the right side of the door frame, you could see into the room. You wouldn't be able to see all the way into the corner, that left corner. But as you slowly move yourself around the door jamb itself, you visually, and of course, your muzzles should track with your vision. I'd be looking just over my muzzle, and I would slowly move myself around that door jamb as I'm looking into the room, and you just take it one section at a time, like pieing it off.
Right.
From right to left. Then, by the time you were finished, all you would have, you could cover 80% of the room from the doorway. And then the remaining 10% would be your close corners. Then it becomes... basically, you got a 50-50 chance of picking the right corner to clear first.
Right.
On entry. But there are different techniques. As far as reading the terrain, and I'll give you an example. Most structures, especially here in the U.S., and this changes from region to region, like on a cultural basis, the type of construction in that area is very standardized. If you look at a home, for example, and if you pay attention to the the windows, the size of the windows, the type of windows, from a perspective of if you can see the roof, what type of fans, vents, piping, anything that you can see, you can get a general idea of the layout of the structure, you know, just by observing it, you know, 360 degrees.
Right.
And you wouldn't probably be too far off. But the construction in the U.S. is so standardized, you can pull that off here. But again, inside of a structure, you have to stay oriented. If you don't know the structure, that's going to be difficult. But if you know how to prioritize the threat areas, and what I mean by threat areas are the areas that you cannot see.
Right.
It depends on where you are and what direction of travel, you know, you're moving in the structure, and you just roll and clear the threat areas based on, you know, where you want to go and how fast do you want to get there.
Right.
You know, your speed or rate of movement is very important as well. Sometimes speed of movement provides some security. But then again, as an individual,
I tell you what, that makes me think about something, which makes me, I've got the next question coming up for the next segment. We're okay. Coming up on the next break, and I've got actually an example for you. Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington about various things, and now let's go to an example. You were just talking about speed of movement. Do you recall the Dallas Black Lives Matter shooting where the guy was targeting the cops?
Correct.
Now, there were a lot of things that happened in this particular shooting. It was very obvious from some of the video that I saw that first the police unfortunately didn't know how to actually use cover. I saw this guy and using speed of movement, and I don't think this guy was like some serious operator or anything. He did understand what he was doing. He's coming at the cop using the cop's cover on him. Throws a head fake at him and then pops up on the other side of the cover and shoots him in the back.
Right.
is that something we need as civilians in the urban world where there is actual cover, all kinds of different kinds of cover, you know, big cover, little cover, but serious hard cover. How do you train for something like that? And how, like, the police were clearly outmatched. They had to blow the guy up with a robot. What did you think of that particular incident as far as did you do any sort of forensic examination of that?
Well, I saw it, and I think the major advantage the bad guy had on the cops is cops are not conditioned to deal with someone firing and maneuvering on them, taking offensive action towards them.
Right.
In that manner, it can be very disconcerting, especially if you're not prepared for it psychologically.
You think that there was a lot of, well, I, But he killed five police officers. How many? I don't remember how many others he shot. He clearly outdid them. But I mean, how many of them saw this happening to their partners?
Right. And it can be again very disconcerting when you're watching, you know, people that you know and work with, care about, are emotionally involved with being gunned down.
Right.
The it's going to require a paradigm shift within law enforcement from the bottom up. In some respects, starting from the top down, in respect to administrations, you know, one, understanding the problem that is developing, and two, allowing, you know, backstopping the officers that are being forced to deal with these types of attacks.
Let me take it back to, you know, with the Charlie Hebdo attack with the Islamics that attacked in France. I saw the news people talking about how they were running around in military formation, and then I saw a video of two with AKs running, and they weren't even running at port arms. You know, they had both hands on the weapon, and they ran up on an unarmed French police officer and shot him in the head. But I mean, there was nothing particularly. These guys were not nearly as precise with what they were doing. They were just shooting at fish in a barrel. They had a whole bunch of stuff. Not quite like this Dallas guy who had a little bit of knowledge and apparently more knowledge than the ones that he was fighting.
Right.
So with like I do most police officers nowadays carry a AR of some sort instead of a shotgun in the car if they have to go to a bigger weapon, or do they carry both?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that you know, patrol rifles have become, you know, very prolific in the law enforcement realm. And they're either generally carried in a rack in the vehicle or in the trunk. So, again, access can be problematic. I mean, if, you know, if you have a firearm that you may need to rely on now that's secured in a gun rack, you know, that's not good.
Right.
It's even worse if it's in the trunk of your car, because what you would find yourself doing is basically fighting your way to the rifle to continue the fight.
Yeah.
Again, you know, there's something else that I'd like to put out there.
Sure.
No matter what your level of training and conditioning involves, it's still active problem solving in real time. And human response time is based on, you know, 0.24 increments, or for the sake of conversation, quarter second increments. So you've got to think in terms of, are you proactive or are you reactive?
When you're out there, if somebody's out there and they're trying to be proactive, do they need to take care to not overrun themselves and not rush into something blindly? And so I hear something happening, so I've got to bust in there and do something about it. They need to take a little more of a measured approach to it.
Right, exactly. You know, use your time wisely and make an accurate assessment of what your immediate circumstances are. That would be your start point. Then it would become a matter of, you know, escalation of force, so to speak, in respect to what is the accurate response to those circumstances.
Right.
There was a video yesterday where I believe it was in California. I think the male was 21 years old. Attacked a female officer, beat her to the ground, wrestled her weapon away from her, and of course, you know, she took off, and he was firing after her.
Right. I saw that.
And her backup pulled up. And of course, the only thing I would have liked, in respect to the outcome, they did engage him. They did, take him down to the ground. They shot him down to the ground. A little better accuracy, and that problem would have been resolved for the rest of that bee's life.
Right.
However, coming back to the initial contact, you know, I don't know what started the whole thing, but I don't understand why the female officer didn't take the appropriate action in respect to allowing this guy to close the distance on her, you know, for the physical attack.
I don't really have time to go into this, but do you think it had to, we've got about a minute left. Do you think it had to do with the fact that some of these guys are, you know, they're a little apprehensive about shooting somebody nowadays because of what's going to happen to them? Yeah, the Ferguson effect is in full effect, isn't it?
Exactly.
So.
And that's a crying shame.
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, it's dangerous, I think, now to be more dangerous now than it used to be because now I see these guys running backwards for 100 yards trying not to shoot somebody.
Right.
And it's all because...
Not at all.
Yeah, it's all because they... I mean, one of them's going to... I think one of them ended up on his back and still managed to get up and get out of the way, but, I mean, it's pretty dangerous to do that.
Right.
Anyway, I hope you have a very good weekend. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill, and you do the same.
If you have the time, let's do it again next week. Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC, where he separates all things into components and lets you know why. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.